Chapter 2. Simon. "Hi, Tim," said the cutest girl in junior high to Tim Bradley. "Janet Morrison told me you could give me some good tips on where to get discount rates on video game cartridges. My brother's birthday is coming up and I need to buy him a nice present." Blink of chocolate brown eyes. A smile so brilliant it dazzled Tim's brain from cerebrum to cerebellum. Wow. He'd always liked Carol Jantz since he'd started here at Howard Junior High last year. And though they shared homeroom, and Carol was nice enough to acknowledge his existence, unlike other more socially conscious teenage females who shunned him, she never actually sought him out. For advice, yet. Tim Bradley looked around at the rest of the homeroom class, at the hand of the clock close to 8:30 bell. How come everyone wasn't watching this momentous occasion? How come there weren't trumpets and firecrackers and streamers flying through the air like New Year's Eve?
Blockbuster Discount has a really good sale on them now, actually.
Carol sure smelled nice, too. He'd realized he'd never been this close to her before, and it was not an unpleasant experience. Tim Bradley didn't notice girls much. There were far more important things to be thinking about in his life. However, with her brunette good looks perking just inches from him, he certainly noticed Carol. And it was an experience with every bit the excitement of a nervous moment in the middle of the game Zelda.
"Oh, good," she said, but then a small cloud dimmed her smile. "Oh, dear. I haven't the faintest idea where Blockbuster Discount is."
She smiled glowingly again. "I don't suppose you'd be willing to take me there this afternoon, would you?"
Sure. Sure, Carol. I'd be more than happy to take you there. It's not far away from the school. I mean, it's so close we could just walk."
"Magnificent." She grabbed his forearm and squeezed it with enthusiasm. "See you at the flagpole outside the main entrance at 3:15 p.m. It's a date." She gave his arm another squeeze and she was off in a flurry of skirt, fluffy blouse, swirling hair, and that wonderful flowery perfume.
A date? A date with Carol Jantz? Eighth grade beauty?
It all sounded okay to Tim Bradley, especially since it involved video games. That was something he could talk about. He'd have problems with other stuff. Still, it wasn't a date. Not like a movie at the mall or anything formal like that. It was just him and Carol going to Blockbusters, looking for bargains, right? But the way his heart was beating, you'd have thought she'd asked him to junior prom. The bell rang. Tim picked up his books, drifted out into the hallway through the flow of noisy teens elbowing and clomping towards first period classes. The odor of chalk dust and floor wax filled the halls. Tim was fantasizing about kicking through a hot game of Double Dragon, Carol Jantz by his side, when he ran smack into Bert Alvin by the boys' room. It was like running into a truck.
"Hey," said the ninth grader, frowning down on him from about 20 stories above.
Tim peered up the heights from the level of Bert Alvin's chest to his chiseled features above.
"Hey, Bradley."
"Huh?
What's this about a date with my girl?"
"Date? A girl?"
"Yeah, you know, as in female. Pretty. Carol. Mine."
Each of the last four words was accompanied by a hard poke from a forefinger. Uh-oh. Tim had forgotten. Carol had a boyfriend. A big boyfriend. Maybe she was getting ready to dump him, though. No matter. Tim was still dead meat if Donkey Kong here thought that he was trespassing on his territory.
"Oh, that. Gee, Bert. She just wants me to take her shopping for video games."
"This video jockey wants to ride off in the sunset with my girl, huh? Well, pal, let me tell you. I'm perfectly capable of taking Carol to any store she wants to go to. But I'll tell you, I feel like putting you out of commission just for thinking about going out with my girl." Oh, what to do.
"Look, Bert, I was just headed into the boys' room. Can we discuss this when I'm finished?"
Bert glared at him.
"Yeah, I guess so. I don't want you to have any accidents while I'm pulverizing you."
"Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Bert. Which reminds me of a funny joke I heard the other day." Tim Bradley loved jokes. He loved puns, too. And like he always said, the badder, the better. "Why does the chicken cross the bathroom?"
"Move it, man. I'll be waiting for you right here."
Tim pushed through the swinging door. He went to the sink, ran cold water, and splashed his face. Boy, oh boy, was he in trouble. What was he going to do? The word around school was the last kid who crossed Bert Alvin was wearing concrete braces at the bottom of Bulmer Pond. Tim was pretty good when it came to wrestling Hulk Hogan or Macho Man on his Nintendo, but when it came to real life, gosh, he was really in kind of a jam. And it wasn't the grape kind, either.
Excuse me, said a deep voice from behind him. Are you Timothy Bradley? Tim jumped, startled. He looked up into the mirror. Standing behind him was a tall, blonde-haired man who looked like a superhero from a comic book, only with short hair and a vulnerable, perplexed look on his face. But boy, his costume sure wasn't anything from this century. He wore what looked like handmade sheep's wool jacket and trousers, with a sackcloth shirt cinched at the waist by a wide leather belt. His black boots were leather as well, too. He smelled distinctly of garlic. Yes, that's me. What is this, Halloween already? May I introduce myself? Tim noted a distinct accent. I am Simon Belmont. I have come here to your dimension to seek your help with a dreadfully important quest. The fate of Castlevania, to say nothing of my soul, my life, and the soul and life of the woman I love, are at stake. Oh, said Tim. And I thought I had problems.